WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 8. The temperature is 73. Hey, check out the Brazos Valley Weather Follows the News, presented by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. I'm Bill Oliver. Most, if not all, scattered power outages are now over with in the Twin Cities. An estimated 400 without electricity earlier this morning between the Twin Cities. You can see the latest online, outages.btutilities.com and outages.cstx.gov. Thanks to the WTAW listener texting us about an hour and a half ago about a car off the north side of Highway 30 near the Brazos-Grimes County line at the middle bridge through the Navasota River bottoms. Be careful there with the standing water, if not still the remains of that wreckage. Also, thanks to the texter letting us know about their rainfall, 1 inch outside their home by Bryan High School. At Easterwood Airport, the last report is still at 0.6 inch of rain from overnight. College Station's economic development director says a big vacancy in an existing retail building has been filled.
We've got the old Linens and Things next to the Home Depot.
Yes.
It's been vacant for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Specs has leased that space, and they're going to run their retail operation as well as a wholesale kind of warehouse operations out of that. They're going to open mid-August.
Specs going to keep their location. The Culpeper used to be called Culpeper. I don't know if it still is.
They're keeping that location as well as the one. This will be their third one in town.
Natalie Ruiz on the Infomaniacs repeating what she mentioned in her latest city podcast, that the most asked question remains, when will Papa Do's start building on land they purchased 6 years ago?
They own the property. They're continuing to spend money on the property and drainage design and site plans and things like that. So those are all good indicators, and they say they're still coming. They're going to do it at their own time.
Ruiz also says negotiations underway to fill the former Academy store and potential prospects being pitched to move into Gander Mountain, which he says will close the 15th. Second week of the filing period for this November school board and city council elections generated no new activity. That means just one person's filed for each of the openings. Organizers say they have collected enough signatures to ask Bryan voters to make 10 changes to the city charter this November. Mike Sutherland of the Bryan New Directions Political Action Committee says certified signatures have passed the minimum 1,741 by almost 100. What the PAC is pursuing is different from the Bryan City Council's 13 proposed changes to the charter. Council to consider final action tomorrow to place those questions on the November ballot. This afternoon, the Bryan School Board could take final action on asking voters to approve a 2-cent increase in the property tax for maintenance and operations. That's in order to generate $1.4 million locally and another $3 million from the state. About 24 hours after Bryan police issued a public request to look for a runaway, the 16-year-old was found. Luna Curtis found safe Friday night in Austin, 5 days after the runaway report was filed by family members. For the next 3 days, motorists should avoid the intersection of Welburn Road and Bryan with F&B and Old College. City of Bryan reporting the second phase of changing the traffic pattern of Welburn will be taking place. Details online at bryantx.gov. Wednesday marks the 24th Feast of Caring fundraiser for the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Executive Director Teresa Mangapora says it's a reminder hunger is an issue faced by some all year round.
Don't know how many of us would choose to go out and order rice and beans in a restaurant. Maybe we do, maybe we would, maybe we wouldn't. But that the menu is obviously symbolic of a modest meal, but you get great portions, and all of this food is donated from a lot of great local companies.
And all that great food to be served by local leaders. This is Wednesday, 11 to 1 at the Brazos Center. As the state legislature begins the second half of the special session, Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station says the big issue that's looming now is property tax rollback legislation affecting counties and cities.
From the thinking of all rural counties, anything you do, you put a Band-Aid on it, you don't have the rollback affect them. But if you pass the bill, their line of thinking is they're going to come back in 19 and then hit them hard again with rollback.
On the Infomaniacs, Cassell expects the number of the governor's bills to pass during the special session to be in the double digits. Before the U.S. House and Senate began their August recess, Congressman Bill Forza Bryan was overseas visiting naval installations in Spain, the United Kingdom, and Italy.
One of the things that has developed over the past few years is that the ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile capabilities of Iran and some of the other folks over in the Middle East, And so our Navy has been repositioned over there on a robust basis to deal with that threat.
Forrest says the U.S. Navy's on a pretty high-intensity deployment, protecting allies from Russian missiles that are now in Iran and other Middle Eastern countries. WTAW News Time, 9 minutes after 8, the temperature is 74. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by BCR Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
Good morning, 8:11, News Talk 1620 WTA. Checking some weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Looks like the start of the work week is going to be wet, and that wet weather is likely to continue through Wednesday. Stalled frontal system off to the north. Lots of moisture concentrating and pooling south of the front. Scattered showers and storms today. Heavy downpours possible, 90. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow. We're back up near 90 degrees. A few showers and thunderstorms are still possible on Wednesday. Highs 90 to near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Got a pretty good break in the showers now at about 30 miles in every direction. But still the stuff coming in from down San Antonio way. Actually, it's dipping south. We don't want to talk about that dome thing yet. But anyway, we'll be without rain for a little while. In the meantime, LifeScience.com has compiled a list of what they believe to be the biggest myths, wives' tales, and urban legends that are out there in the world of science. For instance, the myth, it takes 7 years to digest gum. You ever heard that?
Not true.
You used to say it catches in your appendix, right?
Yeah.
While it may prove to be a bit more difficult to break down than organic foodstuffs, chewing gum gets no special treatment from the digestive system. So,
there. So if you swallow your gum, you're all right.
It's okay. The Great Wall of China is the only visible man-made structure from space. That's not true.
Crystal Park Plaza?
Yeah, maybe so. I know that that the petrochemical facilities in Port Arthur can be seen.
Oh.
They used to mention that a lot, simply because of the concentration of them. You could see them right there. But the astronauts also have seen the Great Pyramids and airport runways. But you can't see the wall from the moon.
Oh, so it's not a situation where it's like it's not the only thing. It's you can't see that.
Right, not
you can see other things.
Humans use just 10% of their brains. This one's been around for at least a century.
Yeah.
Not true. MRI imaging clearly demonstrates that humans put most of their cerebral cortex to use even when we're asleep.
Hmm.
Adults don't grow new brain cells. Much of humans' crucial brain development happens during childhood. But it isn't all downhill from there. Studies have shown that neurons continue to grow and change well into the adult years. We've always heard water drains backwards in the southern hemisphere due to the Earth's rotation. Not true. Not only is the Earth's rotation too weak to affect the direction of the water flow in the drain, tests you can easily perform in a few restrooms will show that water whirls both ways depending on the sink structure. Not what hemisphere you're in.
And there's something called gravity involved also.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Can animals predict natural disasters?
Somebody will say yes.
Yeah, well, remember, when was that? That tsunami in 2005 or 4,
something like that, yeah.
And they'd said that the elephants could feel it. There's no evidence to this. Their keen sense of smell and hearing and sharp instincts alone are not enough to send them scattering to the hillsides during a hurricane or tsunami. Even so, animals often die during natural disasters, so they do have some sort of sixth sense. That's fine, but it's not enough to save them from dying.
Right, yeah. Otherwise, those ones would be like those holdouts that stay in their trailer parks when the tornadoes come
in,
you
right.
know?
That's right. Now, we've heard a penny drop from a tall building will kill a pedestrian. The penny isn't the most aerodynamic weapon. A combination of shape and wind friction means tossed over the Empire State Building, for instance, it would travel fast enough to cause a sting if it hit a person, but that's about it. A dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's. Despite that habit of... By the way, if you think about some of the things that dogs lick and eat, just think about it. Yeah, and then they come and lick your face. Okay?
Gross.
Just remember that. Truth is, oral bacteria are so species-specific that one can't be considered cleaner than the other, just different. Lightning never strikes in the same place twice. We know that's not true. Empire State Building's been struck 25 times.
Oh, wow.
Every year.
Wow.
So there. A cat falling will always land on its feet. Studies have demonstrated. Pete is not happy.
They've been doing studies on this?
Studies have demonstrated.
I'm sure A&M has.
Yep, when dropped from most heights, cats will land gracefully on their feet. Results change only when cats are dropped upside down from a height of a foot or more.
Poor cats!
Yeah, no kidding. Well, but I've seen...
Yeah, where's Pete on this?
High-speed video that shows they do have this ability to adjust themselves so that that happens. Yawning is contagious. The real question is whether there's actually something psychological going on right here. The answer is likely yes, because even chimps will mimic each other's yawning.
Hmm.
If you yawn at a chimp, will they yawn?
That's a good question.
So, chicken soup can cure the common cold. Cure would be a pretty strong word, but science suggests that moms around the world still use those spoonfuls of food. I mean, it's a broth. It doesn't have any, bad in it, so there.
It doesn't cure it, but it certainly is nice.
The 5-second rule. Having an arbitrary rule justifying the consumption of food dropped on the floor within a certain given time frame is convenient, especially when the food is a brownie, but unfortunately, tests confirm that germs will stick almost instantly.
Yep.
And hair and fingernails continuing to grow after death. Though hair and fingernails appear to keep growing, this is merely a morbid optical illusion at work. In death, the human body dehydrates severely. That retracts enough skin to expose more nail and more hair.
That's right.
So there, on that fine and wonderful and pleasant note, if you want to see the whole white Ford Bronco that O.J. Simpson used to speed away slowly during his slow speed chase on that TV show Pawn Stars a week from tonight on the History Channel, Mike Gilbert, who's O.J.'s former agent, now owns the car, which he bought for $75,000 from A.C. Cowlings, who drove it during the slow speed chase. We know him as Al Cowlings.
Right.
He was a football player during that slow speed chase. Gilbert had it in storage since 1984, except for a year when it was on display in a Las Vegas casino. So Rick will say, I'll give you $1,200.
Let me call in my guy who's an expert on O.J.
Right.
Simpson's
vehicles. I got a guy. Anyhow, that's coming up next Monday if you care anything about that. latest to fall for the time being, at least, would be Eric Bolling from Fox News. They announced on Friday he's been suspended. He was host of a show called The Five, or co-host, and now he was on one called Specialist, which may be the worst show on Fox. It's horrible. But anyway,
those of you who want to torture yourself.
Yeah. Well, he won't be on it anymore. The announcement came on Friday. He does a lot of shows for Fox. He, in fact, has a show he tapes on Friday that runs on Saturday. When this news broke on Friday, they canned the show and did not run it on Sunday.
They repeated Megyn Kelly?
Yeah, really. allegations of service that he surfaced that he has sexually harassed female colleagues at the cable network with lewd text messages. In response, Bowling's lawyers said he recalls no such inappropriate communication. He recalls no unsuch.
Roger Ailes didn't teach anybody else a lesson.
Does not believe that he sent any of the communications. Bowling is currently co-hosting The Specialists, but again, he won't be on there today. Well, I think one of the accusers is also the lady who accused Bill O'Reilly. I don't have any idea. You just don't know. How long ago was it? Not trying to defend the guy in any way, shape, or form. But anyway, you won't be seeing Eric Bowling at least for a little while on Fox News.
If you cared in the first place.
That's right. Disney Channel headed back to camp for a relaunch of its reality series Bug Juice, which originally ran for three seasons, 1998 to 2001. The TV line reports the new series coming early next year will be set at Camp Wazatuya in Waterford, Maine, which is also the site for the first season of Bug Juice. So that'll be coming back. And I had a story. Steve Urkel was only supposed to appear in one episode of Family Matters.
That's right.
Though it was difficult to imagine the Winslow family without the nerdy neighbor, Urkel was never intended to be a regular character, let alone its main character. His introduction came about midway through the first season, originally slated to appear in just a single episode, but the suspender-wearing preteen was an instant hit with audiences. His role quickly beefed up to meet and sometimes overindulge audience demand. Where is he today?
Good question, Jaleel White. Yeah.
What is he doing? Hello?
Hi. Just a curiosity. Are there some liberal implants in Fox?
No, there aren't any liberal implants, but there are two new folks who are running things there, Rupert Murdoch's son. One is a centrist, the other is pretty much more liberal. But that doesn't justify what Mr. Bowling did, if in fact he did it.
Indeed.
ABC announced over the weekend that they've picked up an additional season for three new series, or three of their series, Celebrity Family Feud. Really? $100,000 Pyramid. And The Match Game. Alec Baldwin is the host of The Match Game.
Really?
I think I knew that, yeah. Last night's sci-fi movie, Sharknado 5 Global Swarming, became a worldwide trend topic on Twitter, thanks to its guest stars, to the point that it topped Twitter mentions of the most recent episodes of Soap Opera with Swords, which was up against it. Sharknado cameos included Olivia Newton-John, and daughter Chloe Latanzi? Sure, why not?
Sure.
Fabio is the Pope. Charo is the Queen of England. That's wonderful. Portia Williams as an archaeologist. Brett Michaels as himself playing the guitar in front of a double-decker bus. And Chris Kattan as the British Prime Minister.
And like nothing else was going on last night anyway. So what else is going to be trending on Twitter?
Yeah, I didn't watch. I didn't get to watch it, but I will. Sometime tonight, Ray Donovan started again.
Oh.
If you happen to like Ray Donovan.
I just happened to, because whenever you mentioned Sharknado, for some reason I thought that Jaleel White, because you were wondering what he was up to, I thought he was in one of the Sharknado movies. Turns out he was in Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus.
Oh, well, yeah, it's easy to see how you'd be confused over that. Well, as expected, The Dark Tower, adapted from the Stephen King book series, made it to the top spot over the weekend. I mean, it's got all right boy in there.
That's right.
But anyhow, only won by about 2 million over Dunkirk. And then the Emoji Movie still hanging in there at 12.4 million.
Wow.
So that's whatever.
Which I've heard the Emoji Movie is terrible.
Really? Well, again, it's summertime. The Despicable Me series of films has surpassed the Shrek series to become the highest-grossing animated movie franchise of all time worldwide. There. Brand new trivia question.
Yeah.
You can win a drink today by knowing that.
That's right.
Talk about Despicable Me at the bar. See how that works out for you. Hello.
You guys have to watch Pawn Stars when that Broncos on there, because Rick Harrison will offer you $400.
Yeah, he will. That after he gets his guy in.
Yeah.
Who's not exactly sure that that's who it is, but it could be. Hey, here you go, Bill. The 48th anniversary of the original Woodstock Festival will be celebrated with a concert in Brooklyn.
We were 500,000 strong.
Two more days of 1969 is what it's called. It'll feature performers like Arlo Guthrie, Melanie, Leslie West of Mountain, Billy Cox, who played bass with Jimi Hendrix in 1969, and others who were at the legendary concert.
Wow.
All those one-hit wonders.
Yeah, yeah.
Mississippi Queen.
The event
happens.
Do you
know what I mean?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Happens. And it was. That was a good song, but yeah. It was a song. That's it.
And same with the roller skate song with Melanie.
That'll be
brand
fun.
New key.
Mm-hmm.
She was a two-hit wonder.
August 18th and 19th at the Brooklyn Mirage in East
Well, Korea. Rats. I will be elsewhere.
Yeah, well. Hey, something. Sometimes being a man isn't a privilege. The Handsome Her Shop in Melbourne, Australia, has been charging an 18% man tax to highlight the gender pay gap. The owner, Alex O'Brien, Alex is a female, said,
I do want people to think about it because we've had this pay discrepancy for decades and decades, and we're bringing it to the forefront of people's minds.
How's that doing with the gratuities?
I like that it is making men stop and question their privilege a little bit. She said it's been mostly positive as far as the reaction is concerned.
Yeah, what's the proportion of customers, well, gender-wise?
Well, in the other way, well, I don't know. She says that some men have even donated extra money on top of their tax and tip. One thing could be guilt. The other, they could just say, I can do this because I can. Which wouldn't go over very well right there, I'm just saying.
Man tax is not equality.
No, it's not. But, I mean, again, it's all about raising awareness, so she's done that, A24.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with April Clemens from Longway Home Adoptables. Of course, this is brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus, your local pet supply supercenter located in the Bryan Target Center. And April, you've got Lightning McQueen here.
I do, because he vroom vrooms around.
Yeah, he's so cute. Obviously, he does not have the use of his back legs.
Yeah, he's got some limited feeling in one, but for the most part, his back legs do not work, so they're not functional. So he has to wear a cart, and it's custom fitted for him, and he does great. He can go backwards really fast. He can go frontwards really fast.
He's like bionic.
He is. I mean, he's fast.
He's
you got to watch him because he can get away really quickly. But what's more important, I think, to know about a home for him is that he does not have one eye, and the other eye that's remaining has very limited vision. So while he's great and really fast on the cart, he does run into walls and stuff in new environments.
Poor guy.
Yeah. So he has to learn your environment. And in the home, he does really well without the cart. He prefers to just kind of hang out on the bed and talk to you. He is a very vocal dog.
Mm-hmm.
So he will chat with you if he needs to go potty or if you're ignoring him like I'm doing right now.
And I can hear him down there.
Yes, he's getting ready to wind up and tell me all about why I need to pick him up. But he's a purebred Pekingese, which is... I guess the best way to describe it is a flat-faced teddy bear.
Yeah, he does look like a flat-faced teddy bear. He's very adorable, and he seems super sweet, too.
He's very sweet. He has tons of personality, and he's really fast.
He's running through your legs and everything right now in the cart.
I'm trying to keep up with him. So he does need a special home. So he needs a home that would understand that he has limited vision, so he does need time to acclimate to his environment. And he doesn't have to be in the cart, but if you want to go on walks or you want to continue the fact that he is potty trained, you want to use the cart.
Yeah, definitely. And, well, he seems to be used to it and seems to be able to get around in it pretty well. And he is adorable. Now, you guys, of course, he looks like he's probably more of a senior dog, right?
That's right. He's 8 years old.
He's 8 years old. Okay, so, but you guys have lots of puppies, too.
Oh, yes.
Which means you still need puppy pads.
We do. We have puppy pads. We have puppies right now, and we have a pregnant mama who's going to give birth in about a week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so giving birth is messy. Puppies are messy. Old dogs that can't hold their bladder well is messy. And so we are burning through puppy pads right now. And if it could, I know that it's going to be raining this week and I'm happy, but if it could rain puppy pads, it would just be the best day of my life. We burn through puppy pads. So you can buy them on our website. We actually have like an Amazon and a Walmart wish list.
Awesome.
So you can go to our website, which is mylongwayhome.org. Just click that adoptables tab and shop there. Or you can shop at Pet Supplies Plus. They have this really big donation box right up front. You can just pitch it in.
It's a great and easy way to help out the people over at Longway Home Adoptables. Go over to Pet Supplies Plus, get some puppy pads, or buy some online. Now, you guys also have a fundraiser coming up.
Yeah, so we did, a while back, we did a week-long LuLaRoe fundraiser, which is a type of clothing, which I'm wearing and which I love. And it went really well. We were unprepared with how much people love LuLaRoe.
Oh.
So now we're going to do a month-long fundraiser, and it kicks off this week on our website.
Oh, wow, very cool. Well, head over to the website over there. MyLongWayHome.org is where you can go, and you can check out Lightning McQueen. Click on the Adoptables tab, and you'll be able to see everything that they have available over there at Longway Home Adoptables. You can foster, you can choose to adopt, or you can just donate and help out.
Donating is great because while we are growing at really great rates and we're saving a lot of lives, that that veterinary care does not come free.
True.
So donations are great, are appreciated.
Very true. And you don't just have to donate money. You could donate food or puppy pads or whatever you want, whatever you guys need over there, right?
Absolutely. Or donate your home to foster.
Yeah. Fantastic. Check them out. MyLongWayHome.org is where you do it. Of course, this is brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus, your local Pet Supply Supercenter located in the Bryan Target Center. Thanks for bringing Lightning McQueen in here. He's so cute.
He's super fast.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Rossa Kay with Your Money Now. Tesla announced today it will sell $1.5 billion worth of debt to help shore up its balance sheet. The electric car maker says it'll unload senior unsecured debt obligations set to mature in 2025. Investors will lend an ear to Fed speak in the coming week for further clues as to when the central bank could begin unwinding its balance sheet. Unloading some treasuries and mortgage-related bonds could tighten monetary conditions the same way an interest rate hike would. Today, St. Louis Fed President James Bullard discusses monetary policy at an event in Nashville, while Minneapolis Fed President Neel Kashkari is in a Q&A in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Strong U.S. employment data bumped interest rates up Friday. U.S. Treasury yields jumped on the news, too, and the dollar edged off a 15-month low. The Dow rose 0.2% Friday, notching a new all-time closing high of 22,085. That marked the blue-chip index eighth straight record. Futures are trending upward. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Television viewing habits in America are so upended that one-time fierce competitors are rethinking their relationships and concluding that they just may need one another after all. For example, the cable TV industry and Netflix. Kim Gamanda with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. For most cable cutters, Netflix has provided a soft landing, but cable cutters lose CNN, Fox News, HBO, and hundreds of other channels. In short, Netflix and cable TV have been bitter rivals until now. Following the lead of Apple, which makes Netflix available through its own Apple TV, larger cable companies are doing the same. Charter Communications, America's third largest cable provider, is about to make Netflix available through its set-top boxes, and it's joining more than a dozen other large pay TV operators. Netflix says it's ready to join all the cable and satellite services. Interesting times indeed, proving that rivals really aren't once they begin making money off one another. All the tech news is updated all the time at news.comando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
It's a time of year again. Yeah, you know, back to school. And if you have kids, I bet you've already printed out their school supply list. And how did it print? Are you running low on ink? Well, instead of buying another ink cartridge, add the Epson EcoTank 4550 wireless all-in-one printer to your school supply list. This awesome printer has a huge refillable ink tank. And that means cartridge-free printing. This printer comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 2 years, or get this, 8,500 pages without having to buy new ink. Think of how many school projects and supply lists you can print. We use the Epson EcoTank here at my show. Seriously, the ink tank is so huge that we haven't even had to refill it yet. Could you imagine that? You really need to check out the Epson EcoTank 4550. Learn more right now by going to Epson.com/EcoTank. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time, 27 minutes from 9. The temperature is 74. Check at the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news. Presented by Awards and More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. Rainfall reports now to 0.08 of an inch at Easterwood, and a listener texting in, 979-695-1620, sharing that they received 1 inch. They live over by Bryan High. This morning's thunderstorms had scattered power outages throughout the Twin Cities, up to 400 without power at one point or another. Looks like most, if not all, power has been restored. You can see the latest online, outages.cstx.gov and outages.btutilities.com. Voters in the city of Bryan can expect 24 special questions in this November's election. One of the leaders of the Bryan New Directions Political Action Committee, City Councilman Mike Sutherland, says they have more than enough certified petition signatures to ask voters to make 10 changes to the city charter. City Council, which does not support any of the PAC proposals, will take final action tomorrow to ask voters to make 13 proposed changes. This afternoon, the Bryan School Board could decide to ask voters to approve a 2-cent increase in the property tax fund for maintenance and operations. Meantime, no one filed last week for school board or city council, neither Bryan or College Station. That means only one candidate has filed for each of the available positions. The homes of two former College Station retailers and a soon-to-be third former store are in various stages of making a comeback. The city's economic development director, Natalie Ruiz, provided an update on the Infomaniacs about the former Academy store.
The Academy Corporation owns that piece of property. They didn't want to put it out there on the market until they knew the moving date, and so it kind of got out there a little bit late. We've put it in front of some big retailers, one of which is negotiating a lease now with the owner. It's not signed, so I'm hoping that's going to be a thing. But, you know, things happen when you start negotiating leases.
Ruiz says prospects have been notified about the upcoming closure of the Gander Mountain store on the 15th. Ruiz also reporting Specs Liquor opening a third store in the Twin Cities later this month. The retail store and a warehouse all occupied what used to be Linens and Things next to Home Depot. Downtown Bryan Association has announced the main stage entertainment for next month's Texas Reds Festival. The headliner is multiple Grammy nominee Dina Carter, who will close the festival on Sunday, September 24th. Also appearing during the weekend, Rick Trevino and Jack Ingram. More information is online at TexasRedsFestival.com. The 24th annual Feast of Caring benefit for the Brazos Valley Food Bank is coming up Wednesday.
What's unique about it is it's actually free and open to the public. The way that it is a fundraiser for the food bank is that we ask diners to make a donation in the amount of what they would spend if they went out to a restaurant.
Executive Director Teresa Mangapuram says serving will take place 11 to 1 at the Brazos Center. The serving to be done by community leaders. You can get to-go plates as well as make donations by credit cards. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 9. The temperature is 74. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by Awards and More. More local news at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better.
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Should be a bit unsettled with scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area for today. Some locally heavy rainfall possible. Temperatures today, they're going to be very close to 90 degrees. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue. Overnight lows will be 75 to 80. Showers, thunderstorms again tomorrow with a high close to 90. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and storms 75 to 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Time to check in and find out what's going on at the Bush Library and Museum. Dave's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Well, let's look ahead of the calendar here. It's good for kids to get outside. If you can get outside and see a movie, it's even better, and you got a couple of opportunities for that, huh?
Yeah, we're continuing with our summer film series with August 25th, and we're going to be showing Flicka then, and then the next one is going to be September 15th. And that's going to be the movie Babe. Now, you know, we have a lot of great things out there. There's games, rides, bounce houses, free, a lot of catered food, which is good. Hot dogs, hamburgers.
Oh,
we,
yeah.
We don't make it in the back. It's catered.
Okay. People don't know how to do this. Bring it in. Yeah.
Bluebell ice cream is great. And we just want to throw out a special thank you to Pepsi, who provides the refreshments.
Mm-hmm.
And we just ask that, you know, people don't bring their pets in coolers. But it's a great time. We have security out there. People, you know, we get great responses back from it. And it's just something that we do for the community, and hopefully people can come out there, have a good time, and just kind of relax outdoors.
Sure.
For a little bit.
We want people to also think about football season's coming up. People will be coming into town, and, you know, Bush Library and Museum is a great place to bring your friends from out of town.
It really is. And once again, we have some great exhibits in there, especially some, you know, temporary and traveling exhibits. The Legacy of Ranching exhibit is still on there. It's going to go through January. So I think it's, you know, we once again, a lot of positive feedback on that. People learning a lot about ranching, specifically covers the state of Texas. So you learn about specific ranches, but then in general as well, from the Spanish land grants of the 1700s till today. And, you know, we talked before about, you know, your meat dust doesn't come from HEB.
Right.
You can actually learn about how a lot of these ranches operated and where food comes from in a way.
Sure.
And then we also have a 20th anniversary exhibit opening up on September 1st. So that's a separate exhibit, and correlating with our 20th anniversary coming up in November.
Mm-hmm.
And that exhibit is basically covering the 20 years of the Presidential Library from the groundbreaking. They got, you know, the shovel out there and photos of the groundbreaking ceremonies to all the exhibits that we've ever had in there.
Oh, yeah.
to all our, you know, VIP guest speakers that are. So it really just it's a timeline of the Presidential Library. And it talks a lot about the community as well, because the community has a big part of the success of the Presidential Library.
Well, and I know on October the 21st is kind of going to be a key date for people to be able to come out and celebrate, too.
Yeah, October 21st, in recognition of the 20th anniversary, we're going to have free admission from 9:30 to 3:30 p.m. In addition to that, we're having a festival called Family Fun Fest, and that's going to be from 9:30 to 2:00. We're going to have bounce houses, games, rides. There's going to be food out there. So once again, it's a lot like 4th of July in a way,
mm-hmm.
where it's just going to be, you know, a festival. People can come out, have fun, and it falls on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, come on out. You can see these great exhibits as well, because they're not going to be there for long.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're there, you can learn about our 41st president.
Sure. An open date, I think, for A&M football that weekend, so there's no conflict there. You also, I guess, really to circle back around to ranching, Cowboys work on ranches, and you got an issues forum coming up on that.
Yeah, we got an issues forum September 21st. It's called Cowboys. We're welcoming filmmaker Bud Force and photographer John Langmore. And they're going to be talking about their new documentary film. And once again, it's called Cowboys. And it documents the lives of men and women working on, you know, big cattle ranches. And it focuses on the Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be really interesting. And once again, you know, you can, you know, you see the exhibit, you see these forums, and you can just learn a lot more. And hopefully people can come away with something that they didn't know beforehand.
Yeah, I'm betting cowboys probably aren't sitting there looking at their devices while they're sitting on the saddle of the horse, right?
Yeah,
they're probably working pretty hard.
Exactly. And speaking of that, it's funny you mentioned, you know, we talked about the cowboys and everything. There's kind of a famous picture, and I think it was Texas Aggie magazine with the president. He's wearing these boots. I've never mm-hmm. seen that. It's kind of, I hear people talking about it all the time. So we're talking about cowboys, and he has these boots, and everybody's like, "Oh, where did you get those boots?" And they're going to be in the exhibit as
well.
Oh,
great. Okay.
So it's one of those things that it's interesting. We were talking about, you know, doing another article with them, and they were talking, "Hey, those boots," and I'm like, "I don't know much about the boots." Our curator said, "Tell everybody." She's like, They'll understand. Tell them the boots are going to be in the exhibit. I'm like, I've been here 2 years. I don't know what that means.
There you go.
But we'll go ahead and tell them the boots are in the exhibit.
The boots are there. If they want some more information about everything you guys are doing, what do they do?
They can go to bush41.org.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Upgrading your home's windows to Energy Star rated windows reduces energy consumption, saves you money, and may qualify for a 10 to 25% rebate through BTU's Smart Home program. Visit our website at btutilities.com to learn more.
Your energy and money saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
Good morning, 844 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you pay attention to Twitter feeds from the Brazos Valley Reporter, which monitors local scanning activities.
Yeah.
Major accident in front of the Med in College Station. Apparently a vehicle driving through the front entrance.
Whoa! Front entrance at the Med?
Supposedly.
Wow.
Vehicle drove through the front entrance at the hospital. Unknown injuries, according to Brazos Valley Reporter.
Okay.
Yikes.
I thought they had bollards, but maybe not. They will soon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, New York Town has padlocked the tennis courts in its brand new $3.5 million park because they were built improperly. Measured twice, cut once. The two courts at the recently opened Sweet Hollow Park in Melville, New York, don't have enough clearance between the baseline and the fence. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Short courts. They're short courts. Caused at least one player to run into the fence. U.S. Tennis Association recommends courts be 21 feet behind the baseline. The fences be 21 feet behind the baseline. And the new courts are less than 10 feet. Well, yeah, you probably will have a problem with that.
I still like that. Short courts.
Short courts. You Stranger fans, Stranger Things fan.
Oh, yeah.
Season 2 trailer full of thrills and chills.
That's they came out with a new one?
Apparently. I don't know. Haven't done that. One of my kiddos mentioned that to me.
It's a good one.
Joanna Gaines isn't making enough money, so she's got a book coming out. let's see. The reality star shared a photo on Instagram giving her fans the first glimpse of the new project. She wrote next to the photo, "Day one shooting images for my book. I got so giddy when we captured the first few photos. We've been preparing this book for a long time. I'm excited to finally see it take shape." Yeah.
Well, good for her.
I know, because she needs
she
money.
Needs more money, yeah.
If you're a Charlotte's Web fan, if you had that read to you when you were a kiddo or you've read it to your kids, the 44-year-old farm in Maine where E.B. White wrote Charlotte's Web is for sale at $3.7 million. Home where White lived until his death in 1985 includes a barn that was the setting for the classic and the pig named Wilbur and the spider named Charlotte. Home dates back to the late 1700s. He and his wife bought it back in 1933.
That's pretty cool.
That is. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So apparently some people will unlatch their toilet seat and lid and put them in the dishwasher.
Gross.
Says, joy.
Yeah. Who's doing this?
This writer says a coworker's mom does this, and when she brought it up, another coworker went, "Oh, yeah, when we moved into our new house, we put all the toilet seats in the dishwasher." Another coworker kind of looked and went, "That's different."
Yeah.
Never heard of such a thing.
No more specific geography on this, huh?
No. And again, I guess that's, well, it's kind of interesting to kind of break out of the old break room this morning. Happy Monday. Do you do this?
I think about washers and dryers and like communal washers and dryers at laundromats or whatever. And even that's kind of gross because when you wash something in a big tub, I mean, a machine, whether it's a dishwasher, washer and dryer, a machine is just a big tub that fills with water and moves it around and stuff like that. There's no way all the nasty particles are not going to transfer to the next load.
Uh-huh.
And so think about putting your toilet seats in the dishwasher. and then washing your dishes next.
Well, All right, Google search toilet seats and dishwasher. We have a Snopes story from 2007 in Sweden from an employee at a well-known hamburger chain. We've got the toilet brush in the dishwasher raising a few eyebrows to Dear Abby in 2011.
Now, if it's a toilet seat in a restaurant dishwasher, that might be different.
Yeah, big time.
Maybe a little bit, maybe hotter water, but again, it's in a restaurant. Okay. Just
gross.
I know. So yeah,
that phrase on the Google search brings up about 24 million results.
You know, a toilet brush is not that expensive,
right?
I think if you
but I put in toilet seats and toilet brushes came up also.
All right. Well, here, wash your ears out with this. Pet owners in Southern California say chupacabras are killing their animals.
No.
Gary Shucker of Riverside chased one of the mythical creatures away from his yard. Oh, sure he did, when it tried to eat his cat. Carrie says that the chupacabra had the tail of a rat, was larger than the biggest coyote he'd ever seen. Several other locals say the creature has been stalking their pets, too. Of course, chupacabra means goat sucker.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly hunt goats and, drinks their blood. The International Cryptozoological Museum's Lauren Coleman says the chupacabra is probably a coyote with mange.
Yeah, that's what it always
normally
is.
Here.
Yeah.
Unless Clip Howard has the story. Andrew Huggin of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife confirms chupacabras are not a thing. This is a little spooky. Woman, Arlington, Virginia, woke up in the middle of the night hearing noises in her attic. She distinctly heard somebody walking around in the attic. Woman who didn't want to be identified said, "I heard footsteps above me. I checked with my landlord because sometimes he used storage above there. Nope, wasn't him." Police were called. That's when they found one 60-year-old Anthony Jones actually living in the space.
Ooh.
He was arrested, and neither the woman or police are sure how long he had been living up there.
That is creepy. When it's funny, when you first said she didn't want to be identified, I was thinking, why? Because the ghost might be listening.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, research has found that a $100 cash incentive doubled the chances that older adults would volunteer to get screened for colon cancer. $100. WebMD says the University of Pennsylvania study wanted to look at ways to increase the rate of colon cancer screenings. Colonoscopies are a challenge for patients requiring a day off of work. Preparation, you kind of got to clean yourself out. It is an invasive procedure. And they said that the improvement they saw in the rate of screening for colonoscopies with the card hold cash was statistically significant. So, and again, the very idea that it might also save your life probably ought to help out just a little bit, but, we'll see.
Those facing cancer no longer have to journey far from home to receive the comprehensive care and support they need. Introducing the new Baylor Scott & White Cancer Center College Station. Now featuring the full range of treatment options, support resources, and experienced team patients need for complete cancer care, all in one place. Backed by Texas's largest not-for-profit healthcare system. Visit bswhealth.com/cscancer for more information.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-513-6400 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-513-6400. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-513-6400 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct. Giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
Whether you have a swimming pool or are looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all pool manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the Pool Store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Hey, good morning. About 6 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So you're not supposed to sleep with your contacts, even if they're the kind that are approved for that.
Right.
Increase your chances of eye infection. So here you go. Here you go. Five things you should never do to your eyes. Don't skip your eye doctor visit for years on end. Even if you don't wear glasses, you're supposed to go every year. They can find stuff out. Don't put eyeliner on your waterline. That's the part of your bottom eyelid that's inside the eyelashes. Some women apparently do this. You can get bacteria in your eye, cause an infection, so it's safer to wear it outside your lashes.
Ow.
Don't wear eyeliner to bed. It can clog the glands around your eyes, irritate your skin, cause pimples, even cause a sty. So that's one big reason you should try not to pass out with your makeup. Okay. Don't use old expired contact solution. Not as effective, so bacteria can survive easier, and that can cause an eye infection. Found an old pair of contacts that have been sitting around for at least a year. Don't use them. Just throw them. And don't use Visine every day.
Oh.
It helps with bloodshot eyes for shrinking your blood vessels, but over time, they can make your eyes more likely get bloodshot. So it's an ongoing issue. See an eye doctor. Get some drops that aren't as harsh. And that should be better for you, okay? Da-da-da-da, it's a new crop of emojis.
Yay!
It is important that we pay attention when new emojis come out because, well, it's the primary form of communication for a lot of people. You need to be aware of it because those people may communicate with you using them. No guarantee that these will get picked, but these probably will next June. Then you can see them on your phone by the end of the year. So here are the best ones. Smiley face with a superhero cape. Okay. Poop with a sad face.
Oh.
As opposed to what? Poop with a happy face?
Oh, yeah. You've never seen. I guess you've never seen that one. Yeah.
Animals, including a kangaroo, llama, peacock, hippo, and lobster.
Oh.
Food, mango, sliced bagel, and cupcake. A skateboard, a brick wall, a teddy bear, and a roll of toilet paper.
Oh.
There you are, your new emoji.
All you're missing is a partridge
Hello,
and a pear tree.
Hello, it's Toyota's national clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on because it's our last day of vacation and we're heading over right after.
Yes, it's on right now through September 5th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2017 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer. Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Oh, oh man. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes, Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh, this is the big one!
You're right. It's our biggest event of the year.
That was awesome.
Kind of like our national clearance event.
Toyota, let's go places. Qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $369 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer or visit gstoffice.com for details. Office available in select states and N9517.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to join us as we stuff the bus all over town August 7th through the 11th. Find us at C&J Barbecue on Texas Avenue August 7th, at Taco Crave in downtown Bryan on the 8th, Grub Burger Bar on August 9th, Chick-fil-A Bryan on the 10th, and our finale at HEB Tower Point on August 11th. Your donations help local children start their school year off right. For event times and a list of needed supplies, visit jlbcs.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. In the UK, 29-year-old Mariel Keller has been teaching for a few years. She enjoys that, so it only made sense to get her class involved in her wedding. She could have just invited the students to come along and watch To Tie the Knot, but instead she wanted to show them how important they were to her, so she gave them the job of walking her down the aisle.
Aww.
20 of her students led her down the aisle to say her vows to her now husband, Mike, who is a medical student. Girls held garlands and wore matching white dresses. The boys dressed in white shirts and dress slacks, and one of the students even got to be the ring bearer.
Aww.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Also in England, a family currently being terrorized by a nest of snakes under their floorboards. Mom says she went to the landlord. The landlord gave her a pair of those long reach thingies with the, you know, like picking up trash gadgets and a box to put the snakes in. That's all. Not what you'd call your best landlord.
Possibly. No.
Season finale of The Bachelorette. That's tonight, 7 o'clock on ABC. Rachel makes her choice from the final three. It's a two-hour finale after the final Rose reunion show. Ooh, who could ask for more?
Finally.
Shredder, who's the main bad guy in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, was originally going to be called Grater because of the weapons that are attached to his arms that look like giant cheese grater.
Right, yeah. So they were going to go from one kitchen appliance to another. All right.
Yeah. And even though U.S. Americans are the only ones who use the term soccer instead of football, it's not an American word. It originated in England. Huh?
So get off our back about it.
That's right. In this date in 2015, researchers said that William Shakespeare may have been stoned when he was writing his most famous plays.
What?
Yeah, they found a residue of cannabis in there. Choke it up. WTAW.